I just want to pick you up on something there, if I can. You mentioned about the kids, and you've got 4 years left before they've finished their education. Yeah?
Mm.
What about Spanish education?
It works. It works well. We for our children came over when they were 13 and 9. So we put them into private Spanish education very deliberately, Graham, and you will appreciate this, I'm sure, is because the schools in our area, the state schools, for the most part, teach in Valenciano.
Yes.
So what we thought, and I am certain about now, is that when a child, my son was 13, at 13, to learn two languages and do some very tough academic work wasn't going to work. So we've gone the private route to make sure that at that sort of age, they could continue their education. If they were younger, I'd put them in any of the primary schools, and they'd learn, as they do, as you know, they learn Valenciano, mm-hmm. Castellano yep. immediately, and without any problems whatsoever, and then go on from there.
Just a praying question. Just a praying question on that, because when you say we put them into private education, people in the UK are thinking, oh, my God, how much does that cost? Yeah.
Well, it costs us about 300, give or take, €375 a month per child. And my son's now at university. Mm-hmm. So when you said, was the education successful? It's been very successful. My son has gone from 13, never dropped a year, straight through to bachillerato, which he got a very high score on, and mm-hmm. which is a bit like A-levels, as you know.
Yeah.
Straight through selectiva, which is university qualifying exam, and then to the university itself. So for us to spend 300, 400 euros a month, in UK terms it's nothing, to get a very high quality private education where the children were prioritized, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Graham, for the bachillerato year, my son had one-to-one education on three of the subjects. Not because he was thick, it's just he was the only one that chose them. This yeah. is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So education over here, I think, can work very well. But it's back to what you and I, and maybe even the purpose of this conversation is, you've got to know how to play it. So I've seen lots of 13 and 14-year-olds put into the Spanish school system and fail mm-hmm. because they can't pick up the language and do the academic work. So, like everything else, it's having the knowledge beforehand to know that certain schools at certain ages and certain children need to be placed in different types of schooling.
Yeah, just to give a background on that from my own experience, my eldest daughter is 16 going on 17 at the moment, and next year she'll be finishing school and going on to university. And despite the fact that for her 16 years she's lived 14 of them in Spain, she wants to go to Liverpool University.
Really? Yeah. She's very English then.
Well, she's been in an international school since we came to Valencia, which is 8 years ago, because my wife works there. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but I wouldn't have any qualms about putting them into the Spanish system. But she has chosen that she actually wants to go and, similar to you, experience something different by going to university in the UK.
I think that's great. And I think the point here, Graham, which you and I would both agree, is that there are first-class private Spanish schools. There are first-class international schools which will provide the English education and syllabus.
Mm-hmm.
We know that in the international schools over here that 90% odd of the pupils are often Spanish because
yes.
they want the English language right from a very small age. But we also know this, which is that the state schools can work, but they are, to my mind, almost identical to the UK situation. There are terrible sink schools. I'm talking about the state schools here, the secondary schools. And there are some very, very good ones. You have to move, because they are area sensitive to what you can send your child to. You've got to be equally careful. So if someone's coming over here with children, it's back to your first point was discussed earlier. You've got to recce correctly. You might have to compromise on your house, for example, to get your children close to a very good secondary school. Or perhaps like me, we compromised. Instead of buying a super-duper wonderful, lovely house, we bought something that was more modest and then ring-fenced the money for private education over about 7 years, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked. But what tends to happen in my experience, and Graham, I bet yours, is people see a house, they go and buy it, and then they try and sort out the schooling, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who've done that. I also know a lot of people who've been very successful with the children. Well, the children have been very successful in education, both Spanish and international. Not so much the private around here, because around Valencia, the private tends to be the international. And then you've got a middle step, which are called concertao, which are sort of semi-private, semi-state, half-funded, half-not. They all used to be religious schools, more or less. And not many of the people who come into this area, from my experience, have gone into those schools. But those schools do get good results. And what you said about sink schools, if you like, I've never actually noticed that problem around Valencia. I don't know about Gandia, of course. But around Valencia, well, they are relatively good, the school, like state schools in general, all of them.
Yes, within reason. You and I both know that the Spanish have a lovely trait, and I think we both experienced it, don't we? They can look at you glazy-eyed and say everything's wonderful, and you actually know that it isn't, but you can't get it out of them, that information. and I'm sure you've had that many, many times. The point in Gandia is that there are some excellent schools, some really, really good schools, secondary schools, but there are also, as I say, there's at least one which has got a high degree of immigrants, where you're not going to get the priority that you need, and it's what I think in the UK we would call a sink school. Mm-hmm. So I just want to stress that Gandia's got several secondary schools and also the semi-private schools and the private Spanish schools. So it's got lots of different options. My main point is that you, just like in the UK, you've got to check out the school before you buy a property, because you might find that your child isn't eligible to go into the one that you would like them to go into. But the other point I think we both agree on is I've never heard anything bad about the primary schools in the villages. Have you?
I mean, apart from the... I mean, what you said before about coming over and learning two languages, yeah? That's a very important point. Your children's age is 9 and 13. The 13-year-old especially is a difficult age to come over and do that. The 9-year-old isn't too bad. If they're still in primary, I think that's okay. But if they're sort of halfway through the secondary, it's an interesting age to come over and do that and start again. And it's children coming over at that age who oftentimes have failed, I find in my experience.
Well,
or dropped 2 years.
Yeah. I would, Graham, I can't agree with you more. I am the parent of my son, obviously. My son happens to be academically very, very bright, and he didn't drop a year and went through, and he had very high class attention. So he had a combination, it worked. If someone was to ask me directly, I would say if a child is 12 or 13, quite frankly, I would put them probably into an international English-speaking school. Below that, they seem to have no problems.
Yeah.
But I would agree with you. Once you see children coming over at 13 and 14, anything above that, there's no way they can do the academic work and learn a language. 13 is the absolute, I think, the absolute cusp. Don't you?
I agree, yeah. It's very, very difficult for a 15, 16-year-old to come over and go into a totally new area, i.e. Spanish teaching. The teaching is different, the way they do it. It's a lot more rote learning and things, but equally, it's in a language they don't understand to start off with.
Well, that's right, but even the maths is different, as you know, Graham. Yeah. It's not different, but the symbols are different, the way they work it out. Mm-hmm. And I think it's advice that both you and I would agree on, is if someone's thinking of coming over, if your child is 12 or 13, then you have to take home, really, the high likelihood that you are going to have to pay for that child's education, either in an international school, or pay for private Spanish schooling where they will turbocharge your child. In other words, it's almost back to my own situation when we came over, was recognize that instead of buying the bloody great house, is buy a lesser house, ring fence that money for your children's private education, ring fence it for emergencies and fluctuations in currencies and pensions and stuff like that, and you can sit quite comfortably in Spain for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Okay. Right. On that point, I think that's more or less covered what I wanted to talk about. But I think that's been really, really useful, the part especially about coming over with children, because one of the aims of this is to, for families who want to come, and for example, a family who can work from anywhere because of the, you know, the internet, and they can, as long as they're near an airport and can go to somewhere relatively quickly, they can work from anywhere. It gives them a good choice and a good mapping out of what they can do with the children's education. I think that's really useful.
Well, thank you, Glenn, and I would agree with you, because for us as parents, nothing is more important than the welfare of your children. And if I can make just one final point on this,
sure,
which I'm sure you'll appreciate, is that if the children are unhappy, they will blow the relocation experience.
Totally and utterly.
Mum will get unhappy. Mum will, you know, the whole family breakdown occurs. So happy child equals happy parents equal relocation successful.
Yeah, so make the child one of the most important things of the relocation.
Definitely.
Very, very important.
Definitely.
Right, so thanks very much, Nick. That was a great interview, and I'll get that down to about 25, 30 minutes, hopefully, and be able to offer it to everyone to listen to on the commute into town before they're thinking of coming over here.
Oh, fantastic. Graham, thanks very much.
You're welcome.